Why should we put down our weapons?
Are we not talking about your surrender?
Our surrender? Mr. Savaloy's mouth opened in a mad, slow grin. Lord Hong stared at Cohen.
You can hardly expect me to believe that you have come to ask us.
He leaned from the saddle and glared at them.
You do, don't you? He said. You mindless little barbarians. Is it true that you can only count up to 5?
We just thought it might save people getting hurt, said Cohen.
You thought it would save you getting hurt, said the warlord.
I dare say a few of yours might get hurt too.
They're peasants, said the warlord.
Oh yes, I was forgetting that, said Cohen. And you're their chief, right? It's like your game of chess, right?
I am their lord, said Lord Hong. They will die at my bidding, if necessary.
Cohen gave him a big, dangerous grin. When do we start? He said.
Return to your band, said Lord Hong, and then I think we shall start shortly.
He glared at Truckle, who was unfolding his bit of paper. The barbarian's lips moved awkwardly, and he ran a horny finger across the page.
Misbegotten wretch, so you are, he said.
My word, said Mr. Savaloy, who'd created the look-up table.
As the three returned to the hoard, Mr. Savaloy was aware of a grinding sound. Cohen was wearing several carrots off his teeth.
Die at my bidding, he said. The bugger doesn't even know what a chief is meant to be, the bastard. Him and his horse.
Mr. Savaloy looked around. There seemed to be some arguing among the warlords.
You know, he said, they probably will try to take us alive. I used to have a headmaster like him. He liked to make people's lives a misery.
You mean they'll be trying not to kill us, said Truckle.
Yes.
Does that mean we have to try not to kill them?
No, I don't think so.
Sounds okay to me.
What do we do now? Said Mr. Savaloy. Do we do a battle chant or something?
We just wait, said Cohen.
There's a lot of waiting in warfare, said Boy Willie.
Ah, yes, said Mr. Savaloy. I've heard people say that. They say there's long periods of boredom followed by short periods of excitement.
Not really, said Cohen. It's more like short periods of waiting followed by long periods of being dead.
Blast! The fields were crisscrossed with drainage ditches. There seemed to be no straight path anywhere, and the ditches were too wide to jump. They looked shallow enough to wade, but only because 18 inches of water overlay a suffocating depth of rich, thick mud. Mr. Savaloy said that the Empire owed its prosperity to the mud of the plains, and right now Rincewind was feeling extremely rich. He was also quite close to the big hill that dominated the city. It really was rounded, with a precision apparently far too accurate for mere natural causes. Savaloy had said that hills like that were drumlins, great piles of topsoil left behind by glaciers. Trees covered the lower slopes of this one, and there was a small building on the top. Cover. Now that was a good word. It was a big plain, and the armies weren't too far away. The hill looked curiously peaceful, as if it belonged to a different world. It was strange that the Agateans, who otherwise seemed to farm absolutely everywhere a water buffalo could stand, had left it alone. Someone was watching him. It was a water buffalo. It would be wrong to say it watched him with interest, it just watched him, because its eyes were open and had to be facing in some direction, and it had randomly chosen one which included Rincewind. Its face held the completely serene expression of a creature that had long ago realized that it was fundamentally a tube on legs and had been installed in the universe to, broadly speaking, achieve throughput. At the other end of the string was a man ankle-deep in the mud of the field. He had a broad straw hat, like every other buffalo holder. He had the basic pyjama suit of the Agatean man in the field, and he had an expression not of idiocy but of preoccupation. He was looking at Rincewind. As with the buffalo, this was only because his eyes had to be doing something. Despite the pressing dangers, Rincewind found himself overcome by a sudden curiosity.
Good morning, he said.
The man gave him a nod. The water buffalo made the sound of regurgitating cud.